is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, me and Del now for the last hour of the show here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Probably the biggest story, well, last night, I mean, it's a home run derby, so I don't know how, you know, Pete Alonso won. There's some question as to what kind of guy Pete Alonso is.
What do you mean? Like, does he have random Instagram messages to women?
No, that he's just not. Pete Alonso had some kind of comment earlier in the year about, wasn't it about the baseballs? It was about the pitchers conspiracy. Are free agents now.
Yeah.
So we're the baseballs are now harder to hit.
Because they're trying to tamp down salaries.
Yeah, and their general manager said, I didn't know Pete was a conspiracy. He's a QAnon guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what kind of guy. I really don't care what kind of guy Pete Alonso is. He can mash baseballs. He was 5-1, the defending champ, and it was over in the first round. He hit 30. He knocked out 35, and it was like nothing for him, while everybody else was struggling. The Ohtani Soto matchup was actually pretty good. They went double overtime to finally decide that Soto was one better than Ohtani. They couldn't decide it in the 3 minutes plus one or the 1 minute, or the one minute finally decided it. So it was a good one. And at the end, you know, Ohtani still stole the show. Listen, this Stephen A thing, I would actually pay money. And Dell, you know how much I pay money to go see games?
Rarely.
The Texans are the only time I do that, and I'm not doing that anymore.
No,
I'm done with that in my life. I would go pay money to see Shohei Ohtani, and even though he's an angel.
My biggest takeaway from the Stephen A. Smith thing is that I feel like you're just wrong, not because of your thoughts on what Ohtani needs to do to become the face of baseball, just that he already is. Now, if baseball was actually good at, you know, marketing players, I don't think the English language thing would actually be an issue. I think he's the most exciting player in baseball. I won't say since Tatis, but because that's another exciting player. But the uniqueness of what he is and what he's accomplished now that he's kind of gotten over some of the early injury stuff that kind of hampered him as they're trying to figure out how you pitch a guy and actually play him in the field. He's the only guy I would probably go, yeah, that's a guy who can get me into television right now. If ESPN decided, you know what, or MLB Network, I don't know if they do this, we're going to go to every at bat that we have that he has when we're not actually running a game ourselves. I would be like, I'm all for it. Give me every at bat. I can just dip into an Angel game when he's at bat when he's pitching from time to time against. Let's say Ohtani's going against the Astros, and for whatever reason, I'm out of the market. Maybe I'm on vacation or something. I would love to see Ohtani give me at bats against Altuve and Correa when he's pitching, and then let me see him hit.
Yeah, I want to see him hit. You know what? MLB does that, though. Of all the stuff that they screw up, like opening day, the Astros didn't play on July 5th. July 5th is a holiday. People are off. You have a day game or even a night game. When people are off, you want them to come out to the ball. The Astros had the day off. They're so dumb. They could dominate the television. Start a game, do a four like Christmas for the NBA. July 5th or July 4th, usually, it should have been all baseball all the time. Labor Day should be all baseball all the time. Memorial Day should be a quadruple header of the best teams playing each other. So that you actually care. Opening day should be a huge celebration. The best teams matching up against each other on opening day.
Nah, just another day.
It's just an, okay, baseball season started. What? How about, what?
Take your cues from the most popular sport in the country. They will turn a schedule announcement into a major event. You can't turn the start of your season into a major event.
And not only that, you watch, it'll be August where they announce next year's schedule. Like, they don't even know who the best teams are going to be, what the offseason, none of that. They have no idea. I know that it's difficult to have to get all the hotels and everything else, but every team has a hotel site for the visitors. So it's really not that difficult. But not knowing who's going to be in the playoffs, they're going to announce what the – really? Man, you should – I just can't. I've been talking about this forever. Baseball's so stupid. Their marketing is the worst, and it's no wonder that they're the least of. They're the third. They're the third league now. When they were America's pastime, ain't America's pastime no more.
You know, I actually think sure people are leaning into. Oh, he's talking about an Asian person. So is he insensitive or he's racist? I think people are far more passionate because they're like, wait a minute, I love Ohtani. That's my dude. I want to watch him. I feel like people are coming to a realization that no, actually, this dude is all we want to see, and what you said about him is incorrect, because this is the dude I want to see no matter what he sounds like.
Well, and for those of you who don't know, Stephen A. said Ohtani can't be the face because he's got an interpreter, and then he had to walk it back, and he, even in his apology about the attacks on the Asian
community.
Brought
up stuff that has nothing to do with the game of baseball.
Stephen A., because you said he has an interpreter, no one's beating up Asian people.
No, people have found reasons to do that without you saying that for whatever reason. Don't take that on.
It's not a byproduct.
No.
You made an incorrect statement probably, and B, that is happening as well.
Yes.
Those two things. But it's not because of A, that's happening.
I don't know why
he
had to cover all his bases, I guess, even though they're not even his to cover.
Well, he also pissed off the Nigerian basketball team.
Yeah, we all know the Nigerian basketball team beat the U.S. in an exhibition game, and you know it's the biggest victory exhibition, though it is for that basketball team. Mike Brown is the coach there. He's turned things around for them. It looks like, because I think the last time they played the U.S., didn't they lose by like 40 or something? It was a blowout. So they've made some strides. And they won, and Stephen A. Smith went on to say, you know, it was more about the lack of the U.S., more about the U.S. failing and not playing well, but he wasn't very complimentary. And so let's just say Stephen A. had a big day yesterday.
Bona fide stars in the National Basketball Association. We can pick at least 15 to 20 of them. Half of them are on this damn roster. There's no excuse to lose to Nigeria. Some dude, Gabe Namdi, who goes by Gabe Vincent for the Miami Heat, Caleb Agata, Namu, or however the hell you pronounce his name. You give up 60 points on.
You would have said done that. Like, I don't know how to, whatever his name is. Maybe because I work with you, I'm immune to these things. Like, what did he do? It's the same thing you would have done.
It's not that big a deal.
No, I don't think it upset as many people as the Ohtani thing. But the Nigerian official Twitter account noted that they felt disrespected by it. But this hasn't reached the level of the Shohei Ohtani thing at all.
No, and then they go and lose again
to Australia.
Patty Mills, Joe Ingles, Tabbouleh
is. Is Bogut on that team still, or is he like some type of ambassador now?
Yeah, I think he's too. He's in a. Didn't he break a hip and he's almost dead? Anyway.
I don't know if he's almost dead.
Anyway, they lost to Australia too. Holy crap. Do they have to have Chris Paul and Devin Booker to win? Is that it?
I think this is a team without a real point guard. I mean, Dame is a scoring guard,
right.
But he's not a guy who is noted for, you know, getting other guys shots when needed. And partly, I think that team needs to adjust that you're not just going to get bailed out with those soft ass calls that the NBA referees give you. And multiple times, the physical play, like even a guy riding Dame to the bucket and Dame like flails and throws the ball up looking for a foul and he doesn't get the call. Those guys are going to have to adjust to the fact that you're not going to get the calls that you normally get to get you to the free throw line to get you a couple easy points.
Well, and not surprisingly, Pop got pissed off in the postgame presser. We'll play it for you coming back.
Maybe Pop needs to step down.
Maybe it might be Pop. Pop will kick your ass saying stuff like
that.
Well,
you select Kevin Love for what reason? Why is Kevin Love on this team?
I have no idea.
Wouldn't you have been better off? Somebody brought it up, I think, on a podcast I was listening to. Why not select one of the young players? Maybe they don't want to do it because of the draft process, but you don't think a Cade Cunningham or an Evan Mobley would have been better served for the game itself than Kevin Love?
Well, did Trey Young turn him down, or did...
Isn't he injured?
Oh, is he?
I think he might have turned them down.
Ja's injured?
A number of people turned them down. So it wasn't. Yeah. It's not the team that they picked, they would have picked. But Kevin, what is Kevin Love doing on the roster?
But I'm sure they could find a real point guard. Well, Chris Paul will get there when he gets there.
If he decides to.
He's in.
Yes, now. But if this finals goes seven, is he going to be like, yeah, you know what?
Can't wait to get there.
I want to play more games now.
Yeah, can't wait and fly across the world.
Yeah, see, these are the things. Yeah, they've said yes, but I could see if this series goes long, Devin Booker going, you know what? I played a long season. We just played seven games. Win or lose, I'm going to rest.
Well, I got a place that's not across the world, a great place to go eat, amazing music. You got a wonderful culture and Cajun culture. It's Lafayette. It's only 3 hours down the road on I-10. Easy to get to, easy to stay at. The average hotel room is just $85. That's the average. $85 is the average hotel room. So you can certainly find cheaper. You can certainly find more expensive, too. But that's the average room. They got something going on right now called Eat Lafayette. Eat Lafayette has all kinds of restaurants that are giving discounts this summer. When you go and visit, you go hang out for the weekend or a few days. You can go and go to the Tabasco Brand Factory and Museum, Avery Island. You can go to the Atchafalaya Basin and fish or jet ski or do all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of great, not only restaurants, but bars with music. You can get both in a lot of instances where it's a restaurant and you can see live music 7 days a week because that's what they do in Lafayette. Lived there, loved it. It's one of the happiest. It's been called the happiest city in America. It is a great place. And boy, you can get your food on. I'm going to tell you that right now. You are going to eat well. Get the etouffee or the jambalaya or the however you want your crawfish or oysters or everything else. You're looking for a great, great place to go and spend a weekend. It's inexpensive and it's wonderful and you're going to put your food bag on. Trust me. Go to LafayetteTravel.com. LafayetteTravel.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I mean, I know that Coach has been preaching this about how much better the rest of the world has gotten over the years. But in this being your first Team USA experience in the Olympics, that sort of thing, what's it like for you to have been watched your colleagues go through some of these tournaments and blow these teams out, and now you are kind of experiencing a much different, much closer, tougher experience?
Let me also answer that question. You know, you asked the same sort of question, the same family of question last time, where you assume things that are not true. When you just mentioned, you know, blowing these teams out, that's never happened. So I don't know where you get that. So, can I finish? Can I finish my statement? Can I finish my statement? When you talk, are you going to let me finish my statement or not? So you'll be quiet now while I talk, and then I'll listen to you. When you make statements about in the past just blowing out these other teams, Number one, you give no respect to the other teams. And I talked to you last time about the same thing. We've had very close games against four or five countries in all these tournaments. So the good teams do not get blown out. There are certain games that might happen in one of the tournaments, in the World Championship, the Olympics, where somebody gets blown out. But in general, nobody's blowing anybody out for the good teams. So when you make a statement like that, it's like you assume that's what's going on. And that's incorrect.
So we'd have to go back and look at all the scores.
They blow out Nigeria. They've done that. Now, Pop made the kind of he divided it into the good teams.
Good teams.
And sure, the U.S. have had close games, closer games against good teams, the ones we consider threats. Nigeria wasn't considered a threat until now, maybe. They smacked around Argentina last night, too. So we'll see what they do in the Olympics. But
if maybe he said that. Hey, listen, you got blew out Nigeria last time, and you guys lost to them this time.
Yeah.
So how much do you guys suck?
These questions were asked after the Australia loss, and Australia has actually competed against the U.S. as opposed to Nigeria in the past, but I don't remember. Did they beat them in the year where they finished in third, where the U.S. finished in third? I don't remember. But, I mean, we get the point of the question. You guys don't lose exhibitions, and now you've lost two in a row. It's pretty much the gist of it. Maybe you can use a different word that doesn't piss off Pop.
Yeah.
But now you guys are losing these games that you didn't lose before. What's the issue? And maybe the issue is the coach.
Yeah. Maybe. Wait, did he make adjustments, Del?
I know that is you and Jeff Van Gundy's your thing when it comes to Bud.
Oh, so unbelievable.
I do think Bud is slow to do things, but sometimes either your guys make shots or they don't. But there are things you can change to try to help your team, but sometimes guys just miss. I don't know. Pop seems like Pop is playing Draymond late in games, and that's great. But the selections of Kevin Love and others, it does seem odd. And you hope that once the likes of Devin Booker and Chris Paul, if you even care about this, the likes of Chris Middleton, Devin Booker, and Chris Paul kind of change things. But even still, I mean, like Worldwide Wob said, you lost to the Heat's load management team. The guys who run out there when the Heat don't want to play Bam or Hero or Jimmy, that's the team you lost to. And then you lost to Australia. So I don't know what the difference is, but it's hard to get worked up, I will say, about exhibition basketball. Hell, even if they lost the Olympics, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's great for the other countries. Yeah,
especially after just going through an NBA, all of them through an NBA season.
Yeah, it's hard for me to be like, oh, no, it's a disaster. I can't believe it. And even if this team doesn't win the gold, I'd be like, oh, that's great for that other country. Do Americans really get upset? Will we get upset if they don't win the gold?
No, but there was a conversation about what the hell is going on with American basketball that we can't beat. We should be destroying everybody.
We should, but I can't work up the energy to get upset if they lose.
Well, you can't get up the energy. I mean, you're going to take your nap regardless.
Are you going to get upset if they don't win the gold medal? It'll be like, oh, that's okay. Moving on. Isn't football season about to start?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be my approach to it.
Yeah, no, football season is about to start. So
if they, I don't know the team who would take them out, but if they lost to, let's say this Australian team's really good and they lose to them in the gold medal game or the semifinal, I'd be like, huh, that's interesting. What day is it? Is it August something? All right, couple weeks of football season.
Football's almost here.
let's keep it moving. That's all.
Right. Take a look at the hockey players. I just put it in the rundown. The hockey players, because there's nothing better. But there was a story. As a matter of fact, I don't know which play. It was Tampa Bay Ray, whose wife was home alone. I guess the Rays were playing, or maybe the Rays were on the road. And she's getting someone knocking, trying to push the door in, just banging on the door, 3 o'clock in the morning, trying to get into the house. And she's like, and she, you know, presses the, hey, what do you want? Let me in the house. Let me in. And she's like, oh my God, I got to call the police. And it was really worried. You got kids in the house and everything else. And it turns out it was a Tampa Bay Lightning player just wasted at the wrong house.
So the Rays and the Lightning, some of them live in the same neighborhood. They just happened to be knocking
just
on the wrong door.
And was at the wrong house.
Well, and they damaged a couple yesterday, too, right? Or was that the day before?
It's what they do.
Yeah.
They like to throw down. So apparently the guy's interviewing a guy who's just wasted, one of the Lightning. Man, that's why hockey's the best. Everybody just they're drinking out of the cup.
You want to hear this drunk?
Yeah.
Let's I don't know if he's Canadian or where he's from, but
yeah, I hate her.
Unreal. All the people right here, unreal. Love them all. Let's party hard. Our time, baby. Back to back. That's how we do it.
What do you think of this team?
Unbelievable. Nobody can beat us. Back to back years. You know, it's unreal team. Everybody would play hard. You know, I wish we could keep everybody, but that's business. You know. But, you know, as of right now, let's party hard. Let's enjoy it. You know, we deserve it.
And in Tampa, there's a boat parade. No regular parades. We get on boats. How do you like that?
Unreal. I think nobody else has done that before. It's unreal. Look how many people here, how many people on the boat. It's just unreal.
Well, congratulations, guys. I mean, Circuit Chip, you want to say anything?
Thank you.
They're currently pouring beer on the reporter.
How did I know that was coming?
I love that.
The guy is drunk.
I had that during the Rockets, just getting doused with beer. Uh-huh. That's a lot of fun. But yeah, nobody ever done it except last year.
Did they do the boat parade last year? Is that what he's talking
Tampa
about?
Tampa did. Tom Brady threw the trophy from one boat to the other.
It happened in the matter of like months. A couple months ago, this happened.
Yeah,
sir.
So no one's ever done it
except for
in your
same
team
city
last year.
Yeah, you know. So real. How unreal is it?
Listen, Tampa, and that, I don't know that there really is a worse. I don't know. It's way down there because there are so many transplants there. It's an old market. And so that they're like the capital for championships right now. The Rays going to the World Series, the Bucks winning it, the Lightning winning two. What the bleep? We can't get James Harden can't even get out of the can't get out of the West.
He's not your problem anymore.
Stop.
He's not your problem.
No, he's not my problem. He was my problem though.
But not anymore. Well, you still have the Astros.
I got the Astros, but listen, you know how hard it is to get there?
You got the Astros.
We lost to Tampa last year.
And the Dash didn't win it this past year, but they won that back-to-play tournament. You've got champions all around this city.
The what?
It was some back. I forgot what they called it, but it was their return to play. I forgot what it was called. Championship. The Dash won that.
Hmm.
You know.
Did they, though?
Yes, I saw it. They did win.
Wasn't that where we got Mary saying, are you, though?
She was trying to get you excited.
To watch.
And you weren't. Yes.
I was biting.
That's where
it came. I can't wait for the game, Mary. Are you an ally? Yes.
Oh, no.
Are you, though?
So we got a question from our dearly departed.
Crumb bum?
No, he's not a crumb. Well, maybe he is a crumb bum. He's questioning the music in the background. I'm not going to use the descriptor he used for it, but listen and see if you have some questions about the music being played in the background.
Unreal. All the people right here, unreal. Love them all. Let's party hard. Our time, baby. Back to back. That's how we do it.
What do you think of this team?
Unbelievable.
You hear it.
Nobody can beat us.
No, what
back
is it?
Back to back years. You know, it's unreal team.
He said no questions about the 80s house music being played in the background.
What are they playing?
I don't listen to house music, but apparently that's what's going on back there. And I don't want to say what he said. I'll tell you, but he considers that music suspect is all I'm going to say.
Again, you're dealing with a different market. The 80s, that was right in everybody's wheelhouse in Tampa, okay?
Yeah, the dude who keeps talking. I mean, the guy that we heard from is having a lot of fun in this clip. A lot of fun. Yeah.
All right, 1029 ESPN 975 713-780-3776 to hang with us here on the show. Some football questions on the other side. See if you agree.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 975.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
All right, time for me to talk about my bookie. Those are my peeps over there at my bookie. Man, I'll tell you what, it is so much fun to play if you're not playing. And I love golf. This is the week, you got the Open Championship, the British Open, for those of you who don't know. It's just the Open, and you're going to get great odds. It is so fun to bet golf because your guy could come out of nowhere and win it for you. I mean, there was the guy who won over $1 million on a $15 bet. Of course, he had a six-way parlay, but you can do anything you want in my bookie. You could win big as well. You just got to know a little bit about the game. Even if you don't know about the game, oh, I like that guy. I know that guy's name. I'm going to bet on him. You can also bet NBA Finals, baseball, soccer, all there on mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. BET975, B-E-T. And listen, if you're a first-timer, your deposit bonus, you get a deposit bonus of up to $1,000. It's a 50% deposit bonus. So in other words, if you put in $200, they're going to give you an extra $100 to play. So you'll have $300 to play with. If you put in $2,000, you get an extra $1,000. You got $3,000 to play with. No other bookie is doing this. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Win a four-pack of tickets to see Bowling for Soup this Friday, July 16th at Lagoon Fest, Texas. Hear them play their hits like 1985, High School Never Ends, and Girl All the Bad Guys Want. You and three friends also want an afternoon pass to the lagoon, so come early and take a dip in the lagoon before the concert. Lagoon Fest Texas is the largest lagoon in Texas, located in Texas City. The summer concert series is just kicking off, so keep listening to win tickets to other shows all summer long. You can see a list of live concerts and get tickets now at LagoonFestTexas.com. So caller 8 right now wins a 4-pack. So you and three of your friends get to Lagoon Fest, go listen to some live music, hop in the water, should be a good time. Caller 8 right now. Get to see Bowling for Soup on Friday. Call in.
All right. Question for you, Dell. I got a question for you. Oh, my God. Why am I being Lazy J right now?
I don't know.
So, in the AFC South, this is so bad. Three players to build around. They got to be, I guess, most of them are relatively young. Like for the Bengals, it's Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and Jesse Bates. Lamar Jackson, Marlon Humphrey, Ronnie Stanley for the Ravens. So, and you see, who are the three players that you're building around in your organization? The Colts, let's do the AFC South. The Colts, Quentin Nelson, the best interior lineman in the game. Darius Leonard, one of the best linebackers in the game, and DeForest Buckner, who is a beast as well. Jacksonville, he's got Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen, and LaVisca Chenault. A lot of people are loving on LaVisca Chenault. So that's their three. Tennessee, A.J. Brown, Jeffrey Simmons, and Kevin Byard. Pretty good threesome. Jeffrey Simmons had his issues for him to be up there, the defensive lineman, to be up there as one of the cornerstones, building blocks of the team is pretty good. Derrick Henry, I guess, is a little bit older, so I don't know that they, I guess, I don't know why you wouldn't have Derrick Henry in there. The Texans, can you guess their three?
I feel like, by default, Zach Cunningham's involved.
Zach Cunningham's not.
Hmm. Whew. So you remove him from the equation. Is Davis Mills on that list?
He's not. It's
Laramie Tunsil.
Laramie Tunsil.
Brandon Cooks?
Yep.
Who would be the third? Is it a defensive player?
Yeah, and it's...
Don't say Whitney.
No. It's Justin Reed.
You mean the guy who they have to make a decision on as far as paying?
Yeah, and I don't know that you do. I don't know you make the decision to keep him. I honestly don't. Not the way that he's played. I mean, you just get out of that one, too. Just get out of everything. That's how pitiful this. I mean, I hate to just continue to. But, okay, which do you think is. Which would be the threesome that you would want?
I would want by the end of the season to believe in Davis Mills.
No. Which of the three in the AFC South would you
want? Oh, the which triumvirate, which trio? Yeah. Well, I would take the team with the quarterback.
Yeah.
If Trevor Lawrence is
the
that dude.
The only one that has a quarterback and it is Jacksonville.
Yeah. I would take the team with the elite dude at quarterback if he turns out to be that, because then I can guarantee myself to be competitive, and I just have to build around him to be a Super Bowl winner.
Would it be second? Would it be A.J. Brown, Jeffrey Simmons, and Kevin Byard? Or would it be Quentin Nelson, Darius Leonard, and DeForest Buckner?
You know how disrespectful it is to put Kevin Byard in over the court Tannehill? Like, I know Tannehill is Tannehill, but he's been pretty good in Tennessee. And they gave him a deal. But I would take Tennessee. What? Quentin Nelson? Nah. I would take the Colts.
I would take the Colts, too. Yeah. It should be. There's got to be some kind of age restriction here. Although it's three core players. How Derrick Henry's not on that list?
I don't get it. Because he's a running back, but then you don't even put the quarterback on the list?
Production, age, and positional value all considered to put together a three-player core. And Brandon Cooks and Laramie Tunsil and Justin Reed is younger, but Laramie Tunsil's only here two more years. That's it.
Until he makes the Texans pay him more money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just so sad. So sad what he left us with here. It's just so sad. I mean, you look at some of the Chiefs. Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Chris Jones.
Oh, don't compare him to the Chiefs.
Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, and Matt Stafford. That's a pretty good threesome. Yours is Xavier Howard, Jalen Waddle, and Tua.
Who knows how long Xavier Howard will be there.
Xavier won't be there long.
Yeah, he might He's trade out him. Of there.
Justin Jefferson, Danielle Hunter, and Brian O'Neill. The Patriots is pretty bad. J.C. Jackson, Michael Onwenu, and Mac Jones.
Yeah, that's betting on Mac Jones.
And guess what GM we got?
Well, he didn't draft Mac Jones. He drafted the other
guys.
No,
but he didn't have anything better that was drafted over the last few years.
That's true. A lot of the Patriots' core pieces are old. Older, at least.
Yeah. Boy, the Giants, they don't even have Saquon. They got James Bradbury, Leonard Williams, and Kenny Galladay. Wow.
Those are all guys that they just acquired free agency the last couple of years, right?
Yeah. Well, Galladay was just this year.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, Quinnen Williams, and Mekhi Becton. The Cowboys, for you Cowboy fans out here, theirs is Dak, CeeDee Lamb, and Amari Cooper.
How long?
And that Z gain on it is interesting.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't been very productive, and we'll see. You see training videos of Zeke's back in shape. So we'll see what he looks like.
But Zach Martin's still one of the better ones. Cleveland is Baker, Myles Garrett, and Denzel Ward. That's not bad. Anyway, so
you just brought that up to tell us how poorly the Texans
I didn't want to tell you how poorly they are.
Yes, if you bring that up, you know they're not going to be very high. In the players that are mentioned, you're not going to like.
Well, the worst roster, the worst and oldest roster in the NFL, surprisingly, does not have a decent three core player.
Yeah, and when training camp starts, we'll tell you why you should actually be interested in some of these guys throughout the year.
20 players.
In 20 days. So we'll tell you why maybe the worst roster in football deserves your attention.
That's a hard sell. That's just a really, really hard sell.
Hey, it's football. Hey, we love our Astros in Houston, and we love our Texans in Houston too, John.
Do we?
Sometimes.
Are you, though?
For at least game one, we'll be excited, unless the preseason is such
really? They can't even sell it out? They got to give pizzas away.
I'm not saying people are excited enough to go to the games. I'm saying people are like, all right, Texans football, unless the preseason is such a disaster, because we'll actually have it this year, that people are like, nah. I'll watch the red zone. You know, people. Look, this is going to be a big red zone city, I think.
No. This is going to be this will be the biggest market for red zone.
Yeah.
Honestly, which one do you have? You got three TVs, one big screen, and two smaller ones. What you got on the big one?
I probably take the big one. Would probably
it'll be the Dolphins.
Yeah, see, you're asking the wrong guy, but let me try to put myself in the from a Texans fan's point of view. I'd probably throw up. No, I'm done. I'd probably throw up.
That's it.
Yeah, probably throw up. No, I would put the red zone. I want to see the best stuff happening on the big screen. The Texans would probably get the small TV right in front of me, and then the other TV would have, I guess, whatever the best game of the day is. But I don't know if I'd want to sit through.
Last year I had the Texans on the big one and then the red zone on one of the smaller ones. I don't know which way it's going this year.
Yeah, you don't even have Deshaun.
Which way it's going this year.
You had Deshaun last year at least.
Yeah. No, you did. You had Deshaun. You don't.
He might do something spectacular. Tyrod Taylor.
Can't wait.
I think Tyrod Taylor will call it a victory if the team doctor doesn't end his year after week one. Or before week one, you think he's gonna keep the doc? Hey, look, guys, I remember what happened last year. No doctors touched me the hours before the game. Did that happen on Saturday night or the hours before on Sunday? Were they of game two?
Oh, I thought it was after, and he had a week to get ready.
Okay,
I mean, it might have been after the game. I forget, but man, speaking of which. It seems like everywhere Justin Herbert is like everybody is raped. Are you we sure Justin Herbert is going to be all that again this year?
This is the thing. Look, I'm a noted non-believer, and he played really well last year.
He played really well last year,
but year two can always be that year where everyone goes, oh, this is what you like. We're going to take all that away and see if you can adjust. Now the Chargers improved their offensive line, so that should help. He still has Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. But let the second year prove some things out. Year one is like, all right, can you do that again? Paying attention to you now.
I got to see it again.
Yeah.
Because all this Justin Herbert love.
There's a lot of
all this Jameis Winston love. I got to see it again. I got to see it again. And I got to see more Joe Burrow. Got to see more. But
yeah, he
at least he had a pedigree. I mean, he had a huge college year.
Yeah, and he got hurt before he could complete his year. The Tyrod Taylor thing happened before the week two game, and he had to go to the hospital during the game. So Herbert did not have time to prepare.
He didn't have any.
No, that happened the day of the game.
Yeah. Oh, well, wow. Day of the game.
Yes.
And he had to go out there and play.
Yeah.
And he played pretty well, if I don't remember.
He wasn't a disaster in that game.
No.
It was against the Chiefs at home, I believe.
10:45 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. HRP is what we're talking about right now. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Our people that we love. We love what they do for us payroll-wise, but it's so much more. And listen, here's the deal about these payroll companies. If you've never heard this before, the payroll company will come in there and they'll say, oh, we got to look at our price on payroll and look at their price on payroll. We're so much less. And then, wait a minute, you got to take their benefits package, which is expensive. Then you got to take their 401k, which is expensive. You got to take their insurance, which is expensive. And you're like, wait, what, HR, which is expensive. Wow, this is not, but they lure you in with a lower price on payroll. HR&P does payroll, gives you a great price. They do HR, gives you a great price. Then you choose which 401k, which insurance, which benefit package, whatever it is that you want. They give you a bunch of options. They are not in that business. They're in the payroll and the HR business. So if you're looking for someone, and you know what? In the end, you save money. So don't listen to the scam that is we are beating them with payroll. They're not. So if you're looking for the best way to go about this, HRP.net or 281-880-6525.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, Del. I can't believe how dumb they are. So apparently, dentists say that you should not use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to whiten your teeth. Apparently, this is a TikTok trend. Have you done it on TikTok, though?
No, I don't. I'm going to the dentist tomorrow, and I don't imagine they're going to be using that on my teeth. So, no, it's not something I've done.
Yeah. I just kind of think when it says Mr. Clean, that you shouldn't put it in your mouth.
You mean when the product says on the bottle, don't ingest?
Yeah.
Is that a good enough reason not to do that?
Yeah.
And is there any real proof that it would actually whiten your teeth anyway?
There's none.
No.
There's really none. But it just says Mr. Clean on there. It's for cleaning surfaces and toilets.
Yeah. Not
your mouth. Not your teeth. I don't know.
You think people are dumb?
No, I really think they're... Everybody should be a brain surgeon. Apparently, billionaires have descended on Sun Valley to talk about climate change, Del.
And how do they get there?
In their private jets.
Mm-hmm. No one thought to take a plane together. They just all decided to. That generally is the case.
It generally is. Yeah.
Look, I know the climate change is important, but you're not gonna remove my comfort. I paid for all this stuff. I understand. If I had a private jet, I'd use to go places too.
Yeah. Apparently, there's woke Coke. Have you heard of this?
No. Like cocaine?
Yeah. Drug dealers are marketing ethically sourced cocaine. Apparently, this is ethically sourced. It's woke Coke. You're going to find it at posh dinner parties across the UK. Users were paying, apparently they're paying a lot for it. Environmentally friendly or ethically sourced cocaine, apparently it's not real.
So ethically sourced makes me think they tried to figure out a way to procure coke without, hurting people.
Right. That no one dies.
The drug trade didn't really get violent.
Slave labor.
Yeah. And that's not. Possible?
Apparently not.
Not surprising.
Yeah, surprisingly.
That an illegal enterprise where, at least if movies are to believe, people are in their underwear, cutting it and packaging it because of fear of it being stolen. It's surprising that they can't find a way to get that done ethically.
A woman, apparently in China... A woman in China was none too pleased with her ex-boyfriend. So she got revenge. She ran 49 red lights.
With his car?
With his car. And it's and I guess all of the lights were have the cameras on them,
mm-hmm.
where he gets a ticket.
So how does I thought if you are in a car and the camera sees you, it still goes, but it still goes to the car and that person's insurance or the person driving?
Apparently, it goes to. Well, I know this. Frankie has done this in New Orleans. I got the ticket
because it's your car.
It's my car.
Yeah, it's. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of them can't see who the driver is. So, yeah, I got her ticket, and I was none too tickets, plural.
Well, see, that the thing is, you can always make her pay. I don't know if you do that, but then your insurance is still taking the hit.
Yeah.
Which you're paying for.
Well, no, there's no, it's a run on the red light doesn't go against your insurance.
It does.
Speeding does.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, speeding does. New York City restaurant broke a world record, Dale. $200 French fries. Do you want... an order of $200 French fries.
What's on them?
I don't know, but it was an award-winning. The award-winning fries arriving just in time for the National French Fry Day, which was yesterday, I believe. Or is it today? Today's National French Fry Day, by the way.
You haven't yelled at it.
Congratulations.
And you haven't yelled at any of our friends who bring us food about fries.
I was looking at Kobos Q's Twitter handle, and he's showing more pictures of food.
Yeah.
I'm like, jerk, bring some.
But you know he doesn't make fries, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't. But then you know what he should do? Start on National French Fry Day.
Do you tell? Look, you go to Nick will provide pizza and fries. When you're back in Chicago or wherever you go, and you get pizza, do you yell at those people to make you fries too?
No, I don't.
Well, Kobos
just a Kobos.
Well, Kobos doesn't do that though.
Well, that's well. Then he should start. I'm looking at a picture of him. Not worth $200 to me.
What's
got truffles all over it.
Okay, that type of stuff.
I think there's sausage. Is that sausage?
I don't mind some sausage with fries.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Truffled Swiss rachette.
What?
Rachette.
Okay.
Not raw.
Okay.
Okay.
Trying to figure out what you're saying over there.
Van Leeuwen's Kraft Mac. Kraft Mac and Cheese Ice Cream, Dell. Mm-hmm. You want to try it?
No, I saw that. I saw the picture of that. I don't know. Ice cream should taste certain ways. I need a sweetness. If I want savory, I'll go, you know, eat regular macaroni. I don't need it in the texture of ice cream. No. Would you like a macaroni and cheese flavored ice cream sundae?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah. I don't want it. I'm going to try it.
Nah, I'm out.
Airlines have gone too far, Del. 26-year-old Turkish bodybuilder. Apparently, she was attempting to board a plane from Miami to Texas. Stopped because of her outfit. It would disturb other families. I wholeheartedly disagree.
Was she wearing like one of those fitness get-ups?
Yep.
Like tight leggings or something?
Well, there were really, really, really short Daisy Dukes.
That's
and a tank. Small top.
Huh.
I totally disagree wholeheartedly.
What was the reason for
not? I don't know, but the airline sucks.
Didn't you say it was the Shrek?
Would disturb.
Oh, it wouldn't disturb me.
Not going to disturb me.
No, I mean, I don't know what they mean by disturb. I
might disturb my wife.
Yeah, her name is Denise Saipanar.
I ain't going to try that.
Yeah, you're going to get the Stephen A. Smith treatment.
Yeah, I ain't Stephen A.
Yeah, I would ask.
I know how pronounce
it. Is it American Airlines? Of course.
You suck, American Airlines.
And it was on a... It was
ruining everybody's flight.
A flight from Texas to Miami.
Oh, it said Miami to... Okay, whatever.
Boarding a flight from Texas to Miami on July 8th.
And she gets kicked off. So she had to stay here? Well, okay.
Well, what part of Texas was she in is the important thing to know.
That's the thing. We're done. The Charlie Pulido is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.